But the topic for today is Smichas Gula LeTefillah, a very famous topic. And it's based on the Gemara. We had it already in Tosfos on Av Beis, but in its full glory, the Gemara comes over here on Av Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara is in Av Dalet Amud Beis. Omar Mar, right, the last few narrow lines. Kore Kriyashma Mispala, in that order. Misaili Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeb and Olam Abba, Zeh Asomech Geula Letfila Shel Arvis. So Rabbi Yochanan says, who's the Ben Olam Abba? One who's Somech Geula Letfila not only in Shabbos, but also in Arvis. Shul Ben Levi, Omer, no. Tfilos Be'emtza Tiknum. What do you mean tefillos be'emtza tiknum? You have shema, tefillah, tefillah, shema. So at night, you don't have smichas gula tefillah, it's the other way around. But Michael Miflagate, he bore his name a krok, the first wide line, he bore his name a svara. He bore his name a svara. Rabbi Yochanan sava gula me'urta nami havi. Rabbi Yochanan says the gula was at night as well. Ella, gula ma'aliasa lo havia ella at safra. But in truth, the full geula only took place in the morning when we were ready to leave Mitzrayim. Rabbi Shul ben Levi saw, no. Kevan lo havi elad mitzafra, lo havi geula ma'al yasa. So at night, it wasn't a full geula. It's a very strange gemara. Get the impression, everybody agrees it wasn't a full geula. Yet it's a machlokes. Given the fact that it wasn't a full geula, now what do you do? Do you make geula tefillah or do you don't make geula tefillah? So make up your mind. What are they fighting about? Hard to understand. Rashi says, Zeh Asomech, let's start a few lines before, the fifth narrow line in Rashi. Meseel Erev Yochanan, Lama Arvis Nami Kriyishra Vechakach Tefillah, Kadesh Yisvach Gula Tefillah, in that order. To Loka Vishuv and Levi, Dama Tefillah Vechakach Kriyishma, Zeh Asomech. Kolshkin, Shachris, says Rashi, Dika Gula Smitzrayim, Shachris Habe, Kadesh Sibi Mokas HaPesach, Yosef Bnei Yisrael. Usmichas gula tefillah to come from Ramoza David v'sefer Tehillim tichsiv Hashem tzuri v'go ali tilim yutes v'samach le'yan chashem b'yom tzara, which is tilim chof. So the go ali is gula and yan chashem b'yom tzara is tefillah. So one's based upon a pasuk. Number one. Number two. Haminim b'brochas Yerushalmi mi she'eno some gula tefillah l'mahu dome l'o'avo shemelech Shabo v'dofak al pischo shel melech, yotza melech u'mitzor shehiflik. Man knocks on the king's door. The king opens the door. And he says the guy walked away. So afuma afu hiflik. The king's also going to walk away. So if you knock on a kodesh baruch's door with what we call geula, then it comes shmon esrei. You walk away. Hashem kaviyachol is going to walk away too. Hello, ye adam mekayev la kodesh baruch hu elav meratzeil b'tishbachos v'kilusim sheyutzias mitzrayim. Who miskara ve'lov, who va'od al kara ve'lov yesh lo l'tvo atzorachov. So Rashi has two sources for smichas gula tefillah. One is simply two psukim and tehillim, perek yutes and perek chav, and the other one is a logical, beautiful example from the Yerushalmi. Fine.
Is that the svara that the Gemara is referring to?
Let's take a look. What is the svara? The svara talks about a gula me'urta, which is not ma'ayasa. So what is a svara? In other words, this gula, which is not al yasa, does it warrant a tefillah immediately thereafter, or does it not? That we don't quite grasp what they're fighting
about. I'm sorry. The Gemara is discussing a historical question and basing the logic of tefillah on the historical question. The second half of Rashi is not talking about a historical question at all. It's a tactical thing.
No, so Rashi is giving us what we call a logical explanation based upon the Yerushalmi of Smichas Gula Tefillah. It's a logical explanation. And your question is a very good question. Once you're talking about logic, is that the Svara that the Bavli is talking about? Bavli is also talking about a Svara, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Bavli talks about a Svara, so the Bavli and Yerushalmi may be saying exactly the same thing. The Svara. Because this Svara of the Yerushalmi, if you knock on the king's door, and the king will walk away if you don't ask him for your needs immediately. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Does that tie in any way to this svara in the Talmud Bavli about what? The boy said a svara about the gula which is not ma'al yasa. This is your question, which is a very legitimate question. So to answer your question, go way back to Tosaf Beis Amud Aleph. But now we managed to forget it. At least one point of it. Tosaf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosaf Beis Amud Aleph has four questions against Rashi. And we've analyzed the four questions already, but let's focus on the one particular question. Tosaf is the following question. The old kasha is it's parallel to the third line of the Gemara. The old kasha, Kain Paskin and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If Rashi is right, what did Rashi say? The main kriyishma is alamita. Shema in shul is only not really the real Shema. So if we end up passing Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, okay, because afterwards, what do you have? You have Shema Tfila Shema. Because Ma'ar is saying Shul is Tefillah, and the real Shema is what? Krishma Al Ha Mita. Okay, as Tosas explains. Then the Tefillah is Bemtza Tikna. Pirish Bemtza Ben Shnei Kriyashma, Ben Kriyashma Shal Ashachas, Ben Kriyashma Shal Arvis. Yet, Varan Kaimlik of Yochanan, Tel Nakamane, Zubin Al Mabo, Zasomel Gula Shal Arvis Tefillah. This Tosas Kasha against Ashitas Rashi. Now, who says Rav Yochanan? Who says? Just as Misayale was a matter of fact, the Or HaZeruah, in the very first siman in the Or HaZeruah, siman Aleph, says, you know what? Rashi Pasnik of Yeshua ben Levi. Do me something. Right? Tosafot says the Kash against Rashi. According to Rashi, comes like Yeshua ben Levi. Yeah! Yeshua ben Levi. I, Misayale, is a kind of a proof from some earlier source to prove that Rav Yochanan is right. No, that proof is not absolutely conclusive. Fine. The problem is as follows. What's Tosafot Kash against Rashi? What does Rashi do? Rashi says Shema in the morning followed by Shmona Esrei, right? And at night, what does he have? He has a Birchas Kriya Shema, which has bracha number three is Gal Yisrael. Hashkivenu, right? Hashkivenu is, of course, a question. Why does Hashkivenu get in the way? So that's the next Gemara. So the Gemara says it a little later on. The Gemara says, Berev. Mevorach Shtayim Nadal Nebeis. Mevorach Shtayim Lefaneh, Shtayim Lachreah. Yavet Bois Nismuch Hol Lo Chasamah Gula Letfilah. Tovolem Hashkivena. Hashkivena is in the way between Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. Armini, my answer is, Kevin Etzkinu Lerabon Hashkivena Ki Gula Arichtadam. It's like a long Gula. Proof. Dilotem Ha'achi, Shach Meshechi Matzi Samech. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila Ma'ashem Sfasai Tiftach. L'sof Yulei Ratzam. And the Hashem came to Tzkira Rabban and the Meim Hashem is Masai Tiftach, Ketfila Richta, here too, Hashkimenum, is Kegula Richta, end of the Sugi. Okay? Fine. So you have, what's Tosas Kash against Rashi? Rashi has, at Ma'ariv, and Rashi's Shul in Ma'ariv, they daven Mincha, they daven Ma'ariv early, right? So what about the last week, the details? In Rashi's Shul, they also said, Amar Avarovin, Oavam Yisrael, Kriyashma, Gol Yisrael, Hashkivenu, and Shmon Esrei Ma'ariv. Are you going to daven Shema Alamita? Who cares? You still have Tefillah, go to the Tefillah. What's Tosas Kash against Rashi? Tosas Kash against Rashi is, we pass the Gav Yochanan, and you have to Tefillah, go to the Tefillah by night. You don't have it. Well, you don't have it. You do have it. What is Tosas Kash? It's a very good Kash. Yeah. It's a problem. It seems that there's only one way out. Tosas seems to be assuming that the only time you can fulfill smicha school of tefillah is in, we'll call it in our language, during Zman Kriya Shema. Remember, Geula is not just stamped the words Gal Yisrael. Remember what Rashi said over here before? Rashi says, Muratzeu, Tishbachos v'kilus v'sheyetzias mitzrayim, and that's called the Geula. So the Geula is including Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, is part of Kriya Shema. So therefore, it's possible that Tosas is working with the assumption that the only time that a person can fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah is during Zman Kriya Shema. According to their own sheet, as we spoke about last week at Lent, sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the sheet of the Ri, they hold that, the two versions of the Ri, whatever they hold that when you daven in Ma'ariv and Shul, it's already Zman Kriya Shema. So you have Gula Smichas Gula Tefillah. But according to Rashi, it's not that way. According to Rashi, Ikas Krishna is Alamita. So you did this pro forma Smichas Gula Tefillah, but it wasn't during Zman Krishna. It's not during Zman Krishna.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Rashi's argument was that the purpose of having smichas kol tefillah is in order to butter Hashem up with tishbachos.
Right.
Fine. Why does that need to be during Zman Kriya Shema?
Good question. The answer is as follows. I have a responsibility to mention the tishbachos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how Rashi puts it.
Right.
Now, just in the middle of Noah, tishbachos of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Well, it's Parash Mezra.
No.
I'm saying the purpose according to Rashi.
No, I understand. Take mincha time. The mincha, do we have sviras kol tefillah? Why not? It's a good idea. Let's do it mincha time. That's a great idea. We should have a new chum of the month. Sviras kol tefillah during mincha. I'll tell you, we can't make our own text. We can't make bracha levatal. We'll find a different text. We say we thank you, God, for taking us out of Egypt. Then we'll go say. The answer, you can't just make things up yourself. It has to be in the context of an obligation which pre-exists. In other words, smicha, skul, tefillah is combined in two previously existing obligations. An obligation of geula, an obligation of tefillah, you got to put them smack together. Mincha is no geula, so you can't make up your own thing. It'll be out of context. So the question will be, what is the context? So presumably, Rashi, the Tosfos may hold like this. The context really is Yetzias Mitzrayim, as Rashi himself said in Avdalah and Mabez. Yetzias Mitzrayim is really the fundamental point of even the Birchas Agula. Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'muna. They both focus extensively, as we just said this morning, right, about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just we just said Ezra Saboseinu, and then Chayim Arota, Chogarota, and at night we say the same thing, Emes V'muna, right? Ben Bengizu Yamsuv, it's Rafaim, it's Sonam. It's all about Mitzrayim. Oh, where does Mitzrayim? That begs the question, where does Mitzrayim come from? The answer is. The answer is Mitzrayim is what? Asher Otzeis Yeschem, the last part in Kriyashma, Me'er, it's Mitzrayim. So there's a combination of Mitzrayim and Kriyashma, right? And Mitzrayim in the Bruch of Sviras Kul Latvila. And then you have to stick it into Shemoneh Esrei. But that's all true if you do it during the Zman of Kriyashma, which is the Zman of the Mitzvah of Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim, which is the Zman of what we call the Geula, the appropriate time. So if you do it at that time, you fulfill Sviras Kul Latvila. But you jump the gun and say the brachos of Gal Yisrael before Zman Kriyashma. True, you're allowed to do it. You know why you're allowed to do it? Because Chazal said the brachos Kriyashma, since they integrate the Shema into the framework of Tefillah, as we mentioned a few weeks ago. So you're allowed to say them in Zman Tefillah, even though it's not Zman Kriyashma. That Rashi says over here on Beis, and it's the Mefurash Mishnah we saw later on, that somebody who misses the third hour, wakes up a little bit late, and says Kriya Shema in the fourth hour, which is no longer Smak Kriya Shema. Lo Hifsid, we saw the Gemara, if you'd have been raised, Lo Hifsid Abrachas. So you can say the Brachas of Gal Yisrael, even Smak Kriya Shema is over. As long as it's Smak Tefillah, that we assume now Loch. So therefore, Tosfos against Rashi, you Rashi, you advocate the Davin and Shul, and you mention Geula at a time, which is before Smak Kriya Shema, before Tzitz Gachavim, so you're not properly fulfilling Smichas Geula Tefillah, because the Smichas Geula Tefillah must be fulfilled during the time of Geula. What's Geula Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's Yetzias Mitzrayim Kriyashma? A equals B equals C equals D. You have to do it during Zman Kriyashma. That's how we have to understand Tosfos Kasha against Rashi. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. I'll go further than that. What will happen if a person does what many people do? What do? They say Shema in the morning, you know, in time. They daven a late minyan. Either the shtibel or some of the modern shul, they dive at 9 o'clock all year long, and they miss his Zman Kriyashma left and right. So I grew up in that kind of shtibel too. So the shtibel roof used to say, Yadayin and Aflein and Drei Parshas Kriyashma and Fatuk. Everyone has the sense to say the three Parshas Shema in the morning, because by the time we finish davening, you're never going to make it. Remember, the Chassidim were about the Mogan of Rabzman. They didn't make the Vilna Gaon Zman either. But you know. So daf and linen. So what's wrong with that? Sounds like it's a great idea. Everything is fine and dandy. So the Vilna Gaon says not so fine and not so dandy. It's wrong. Why? Because you do that, you're mevatel smichas geula tefillah. So the Bialach asks, why? Let's say when's Zman Kriyashma now? 9:30. It's getting early. I think a little bit now. 9:30. Good. Shul that starts at 9 is not going to make it. Even if they go fit, they're not going to make it. I mean, unless maybe soon. They're not going to make it. So good, no problem. 9 o'clock come to shul. They have, you know, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu Manon Gavreinu. Say Shema. The Rosh Hashanah clap. Zil Zemben Zogon Zogon Ayla Dara Parashiyus and Kriyishma. They have to say at 9 o'clock in the morning with the Karbonis, what we call. And then they'll get the Kriyishma, 9:45. So, what's wrong? 9:45, it's before Shekh Mayah Fiyut, you can say the Barachas. Why are you about Lassamir school here? The Bialach doesn't understand it. He doesn't know what the Vilna Gaon is talking about. Doesn't understand it. Can't figure it out. He has a wild shot. Maybe the Gaon meant a person who is going to say Shema at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's in the time, say the brachas till Gaon Yisrael, and then take a break till Shfosh Mon Esri. That's what the Gaon's talking about. Come on. Appella. Here's the answer. The Vilna Gaon holds like what I my pshat and Tosis. You can only fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah during when? Sman Kriya Shema. So you can say Shema 9 in the morning, but if the shul gets up to Smichas Gula Tefillah at 9:45 and Sof Van Kriya Shema is 9:30, you have not fulfilled Smichas Gula Tefillah. I think that's pshat in the Gra. I don't see no other pshat. I think it's a gewaldig pshat. It's a terrific pshat.
Wait, what? If you've said it earlier in the morning, why?
Because...
What is it when you get to it at 9:45?
When you said it early in the morning, that was not to do with Shema Esrei. That was you said that early in the morning. That wasn't Nismach to Tefillah. The Shema that you are Samach to the Tefillah, with the Gaal Yisrael, you are Samach to the Tefillah, is after this Man Kriyishma is over. Too late. Too late. Like Tosis. Like Tosis. And I found somebody who learned my pshat against the Bir Halacha. A Shut Binyan Shel Simcha. You probably never heard of that one. Binyan Shel Simcha was written by a nephew of Rav Chaim Valojin. Chaim Valojin's nephew wrote Binyan Shel Simcha. I discovered it because I think some member of my family put it out. My father may have sponsored it a long time ago because Rav Shmuel Shulman asked him to, you know, one of those who knows what's going on in the old days in Queens. That's what happens. I had it, it's a little pair, it's a hard, soft cover. And maybe I forgot what it is. Some of the things I used to put out. That's where I found it. The opening Simon Aleph. And the Binyan Shel Simcha is now the interpret the Gra that way. He said it's correct. It's a correct shot against Rashi. It's correct. A Befurash Gemara. A Gemara. What Gemara? So if you saw carefully in Avdala and the Beis, when the Gemara discussed the issue of Smichas Gula the Tefillah, so there is an issue over here of how a person fulfills all these mitzvahs. If you look on the top of the left-hand margin, the Saras HaShas, it says, Ayin Rashi Daf Lamed, the Ramaskal Velev. So that gives us a clue, so the Daf Lamed will find something important. Daf Lamed Amar Alf. Okay, these things that can actually happen. Can actually happen. Let's take a look over here. Towards the bottom. Right under it says Shir Dalet, right under that. Avua the Shmuel of a Levi, Kaviboro the Mepek Leurta, Leurcha, they had it gone away, having Maktami Umatzli. They daven Shmon Esri very early, before they had to go on the plane. Vichi having Mati Zman Kriyishma, Karu. And when Zman Kriyishma came, they would say the Shema. When is Zman Kriyishma come? When does it come, Zman Kriyishma? So we saw Zman Kriyishma really is when is Misha Yaakov and Tcheles L'Lovan, we spoke about that, Tcheles L'Karsi, whereas Zman Tefillah presumably is earlier than that, maybe even as early as Alos HaShachar. Of course, we thought last week that maybe it's only a 6-minute difference, so maybe it's more much even a bigger difference. We're not going to go into that right now. Fine. What are they based it on? The Tanya, they had a Brisa, Tosef, the Paragim. Hishkim Lotzis L'Aderech, a person's getting up early to go on the way, Mevi'en lo shofar v'tokeya, lula v'menaneya, megila v'koreba, because these are all from Alos HaShachar, was good. No. Uchshagia zman kriyashma, kore. So what do you see, Klar? That you do these things early, with zman Alos, if you're on a trip, and when shmir, zman kriyashma comes, presumably, at Misha Yakir, then you would say kriyashma. Hishkim leisha b'karno b'svina mispalel uchshagia zman kriyishma korei. So the second part of the brayse hishkim leisha b'karno mispalel, that's a proof to avua the Shmuel and Levi that would say Shmona Esrei before they left and Shema Aleph subsequently. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Benkach u Benkach Kore Kriya Shema Mispalo. Even if it's going to entail davening on the road. We don't like davening on the road. But what can you do? Why? Kadei sheyismoch geula l'tfila. Oh. V'maika miflige. Mar sova tfila me'umot adif. Better to daven before geula. Standing up in the peace of your living room as opposed to doing it on the run. U'mar sova, no. Mismoch geula l'tfila adif. It's more important to fulfill smichas geula l'tfila. Even though you're not going to be able to daven in a comfortable position, standing up in the privacy of your house. Wait a second. Wait a minute. What did Rabbi Shimon Elazar said? Benkach u benkach kore krishma u mispal. When? When's he doing this? Obviously, it's after Alos HaShachar. Obviously, it's before Mishayakir. And yet the Gemara says, if you do that, you mekayim tefillah me'uman. What are you not mekayim? Why not? Says Bishnei Shel Simcha. Even though you functionally, technically, went through the entire theme, Shema Gol Yisrael Shmon Esrei, you didn't fulfill it because it's before Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So too, Tosis is writing his kash against Rashi, exactly the same parallel. You went through the whole motions, functionally, but it was before the Zman Tefillah Shel Arvus, which is Tseis. So Mamish, the case of Rashi and Avbeis is identical to the case of the Gemara and Aflamid. Just like on Aflamid, the Gemara says that Tefillah Mumin Oda, if you're not fulfilling Smichas Gula Tefillah, so too in Rashi's case, you're also not. It's like a Befurish and Gemara that the Bnei Yisrael Simcha to prove Tosis against Rashi. Now, Rashi was, Rashi can never be wrong. You just have to just find Rashi can be wrong. Rashi's Rashi, Rabban Shal Yisrael. Has to be some terrors to Rashi. So there are a couple of technical terutim, but I want to get to what I call the lumdish terutz. But let me go through the technical terutim first. It's interesting. If you look in Tosis over here, Daflam and Amar Aleph, Avuah Dishmu V'Leya V'Makta Yomatzli, Pirish Rashi, Kodem Amud HaShachar. Whoa. Rashi did say, Kodem Hayom. They interpret Kodem Hayom to mean, Kodem Alos HaShach. Says Tosis, that's ridiculous. V'lo Nihira. Timkein Lo Hayotzen Bo Klal. Da'adayin Ein Hayom. What are you kidding? You can daven Shmonesi before Alos HaShachar? Wow. Tosis thinks it's ridiculous. But if Rashi really meant it, so Rashi's saying a very big Kiddush, that you can say Shmon Esrei as soon as you wake up, even before Alos HaShachar. Wow. But one thing you cannot do, you can't fulfill Sviras Gula Tefillah before Alos HaShachar. It's still the middle of the night. So if Tosfos Pshat Rashi is correct, we have a great answer. But you can't prove, and maybe this is what forces Rashi to learn this wild pshat. Because otherwise, why can't you fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah after Alos HaShachar? We're actually thinking a Chiddush Nifla Benora Ad Ma'od, perhaps the Rai that shares this Chiddush, that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shmon Esrei Shel Shachar before Alos HaShachar, but Smichas Gula Tefillah not. That's one technical answer to answer the question of the Binyan Shel Simcha, number one. A second possible answer. The second possible answer may be as follows. We have a concept in the Rashba of what's called Kriya Shema Bismana Lechatchila Al Seder HaBrachos. There was an Indian according to the Rashba of saying Shema during its proper time in the context of its brachos. So over here we can make the following suggestion. Kriya Shema Bismana Lechatchila may be a din d'oraisa. A hida mitzvah in a Torah, Shema is a din d'oraisa. Smichas Gilu Tefillah is only a din b'dirabbanan. So therefore, writes the Rashba, you shouldn't say Shema before Mishayakir. Why not? Because Mishayakir, as we said before, is the Zman Kriya Shema Lechatchila. Why? We explained before. That's when most people get up. And remember the Rabban the first year? Kol Lechatchila B'Zman HaDeruba Karin Aleh. And most people get up at Mishayakir. It was better to do that, to say Shema after Mishayakir, because that's the Zman Kriya Shema Lechatchila B'Doraisa. So therefore, we say over here, Mar Savar, Tefillah Muhumad Adif, and there's no Smichas Geula Tefillah, not because if you did it then, it wouldn't be Smichas Geula Tefillah. It would be. But we try to avoid doing it then, because it's better to postpone the Shema until it's Man L'chatchila, and to say it there at that point in time, Al Seder HaBrachos. Interesting. The Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person who davens early in Shul should have kavana not to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema then. Who needs that smakom? In case you fulfill it then, you fulfill it in the Zman, which is not L'chatchila. Maybe there's a possibility. Before that is some Zman B'diyevet. That's perhaps what he says. It's interesting. The Rambam completely omitted this Gemara. How do I know? Take a look at the Ein Mishpat. Ein Mishpat Tes Yud, Tzasugya, Tur V'Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simen Pei Tes, Sif Ches. How can I live with the Gemara? Give me a psak, one way or the other. Either pask in what? Come on. Either pask in like Rav Shmuel Elazar, pass like Tanakama. What's going on over here? He just left us high and dry? High and dry? He'll do pshat like this. The Rambam, if you look at Hilchos Krishna, completely omitted Mishayakir. Left it out. There's no Mishayakir in the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, there's no cutoff point of Mishayakir. So therefore, according to the Rambam, there's no problem. You know what you do? You wake up early in the morning. What you do is, you daven the whole davening straight. You're fulfilling both Tefillah Me'umad and Smichas Geula Letefillah. Because the Rambam denied Mishayakir. But those who hold for Mishayakir, they can't have this, because if you do it that fashion, what are you doing? You are saying Kriya Shema not in its proper Zman L'chatchila B'daraisa. So therefore, the entire Gemara Shal is not L'maisa. If you have to get up in the morning and go to the Rambam, you just go straight from after Alos HaShacha, go straight. That's my chak. Since the whole point is predicated on the assumption that before Mishayakir, you shouldn't be saying Shema, it's not the Zman L'chatchila. The Rambam, for whatever reason, left that Zman out. So therefore, if he has this quandary, it's no quandary. You get up early in the morning, Alos HaShachar, to go and go straight. I shmaz before Mishayakir. Rambam never held Mishayakir. That's just all this. Rav Moshe is technical answers. First, we had to base upon the Tosfos that according to Rashi, believe it or not, Shmonesh is before Alos. That's why there's no Mishayakir at Tefillah. Or the second teretz we gave that you cannot say Shema before Mishayakir, because it's blowing the Lechatchila the Oraisa. And by the way, there are many Rishonim who suggest that the proper time to say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is what we call Vasikin, before the sun rises. Remember the Ramban said that? Ramban said that the Ikar Zman Kriya Shema is before Vasikin, because that's when most people are getting up, and Shema after the sun rises is only B'diyevet. So they're bigger than Vasikin. And even if you're not going to daven Vasikin, it's a big question, what do you do? I woke up this morning before the sun rose. If you're to be here today, most of you woke up before this. When did the sun rise today? Pretty early, but not that early. And then you move the clock next week, and it's going to be, what are you doing? You wake up before the sun. So you say, what are you doing? Daven Vasikin. You can't daven Vasikin. There's no many Vasikin in town. What do you do? So if you ask Rabbi Shechter, I know what he does. He will say Shema just by itself before the sun rises. I used to drive him to Bristol sometimes. And he said, oh, the sun's about to rise. I'm going to say Shema now. I'm in the car. He would say the three parashas of Shema. And then we dive in later on. Because he held this Yisod. Based upon the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah, you're supposed to say Shema in its L'chatchila de Ketar. As it did the rice. So then it trumps all the Rabbanas. Wow. I assume no one in this room follows that custom. The question is, of course, why not? Is it because we weren't aware of it? Or we have a different sheet of the halacha that we have to discuss in the upcoming weeks? But you understand, this is a serious halachic matter. Shalom adav l'chatchila d'oraisa. This is a creation. Okay. Now, in any way, putting aside these technical answers, which work, but the technical answers, Rabbi Yishel Simcha says, a mefurash gemara, that you do not fulfill Smicha Skula the Tefillah in the time between, which is not Zman Kriya Shema. Again, if you want to overlook technical answers, it's against Rashi. Says the Binyan Shel Simcha, as follows. Listen carefully. Unless you'll say a distinction between day and night. Rashi is by night and the Gemara is by day. Then he says, what's the difference, day or night? What's the difference? Smir is good for by day. Smir is good by night. What's the difference? So he gives you a tantalizing proposal to answer Rashi, but at the end he sort of semi-backs out because he can't find the logical difference between day and night. When I want to say about Shia today, I wanted to make a distinction between day and night. That's going to be my main point today. To fill in the blank that the Bnei Shul Simcha left, to answer Rashi, it shouldn't be against the Gemara Daflah. But again, even if you were going to ignore the what I call the technical answers. So we go back to the Avdalah and Beis for the moment. So we started the Shia today, and we were wondering, what's this dispute? It's a gula, it's not a gula ma'aliyasa, what's it all about? So I wanted to make the following chakira at the Achronim app. This is a classic yeshiva shakakir. Smichas gula the tefillah. Is it a din in the gula, or is it a din in the tefillah? Is the pshat that a gula, which is immediately followed up by a tefillah, is a better gula? Or no? A tefillah, which is immediately preceded by a gula, is a better tefillah. This is a classical chakir. Right? That's how a rabbi says. Is it a din in the gula, or is it a din in the tefillah? It seems to me, I often do this when it comes to the yeshiva chakiris. It's not popular to say this, that they're both right. They're both true. Usually the yeshiva say arguments, either this or it's this. I like to say that they're both true. In many other areas, this is one of them. They're both true. And they're both true based upon the two sources in Rashi, on the Avdal and the Manav, on the base. According to the Moshul, the Rashi gets in the Yerushalmi. What happens? A mushel, a guy knocks on the king's door, and the king comes and he walks away. So of course it's going to be no good. That's clearly a din in what? For sure.
Tefillah,
that's for sure. It's obvious. According to the mushel of Rashi and Yerushalmi, it's a din in tefillah. That's a tefillah which you're going to offer to Hashem after you knock on his door. Just imagine someone knocks on my door, stalker, and I'm in my pseudo, who knows what I'm wearing. So I quickly get dressed. And I run to the door. He's not there. I slam the door. I'm a chutzpah. I went to the tirchel, come to the door. I was upstairs. I went downstairs. He's walking the other direction. He's going to come back later. Forget about it. I'm not opening the door anymore. That's exactly the mushroom.
That's sheer.
Right? Exactly. Cold or deed or fake. That's exactly it. This is... I didn't feel it, for sure. However, it seems to me that the pasuk which Rashi quotes, what does it say? It says, Hashem Tsuri Begovali, and followed by what? Yancha Hashem Biyom Tzara. Then we can make the following definition. And I want to show it to you in Rabbeinu Yonah. Don't take it from me. Please look in the back of Rabbeinu Yonah. You'll see he has this definition. The definition is, we'll see the words in a minute, that if someone really believes in the praise that he is reciting, you know, cash in. If you're not asking for anything, it almost indicates you don't really believe what you're saying. Take a look at page 4 in the... you have the new one. Ah, you have the best one. So it would be in the... it's going to say on top of it, Beis of the Day. It'll say here, Beis of the Day. What does it say there? I can't read it. Beis
Manal.
So keep turning. Its paragraph begins, maybe next one, Ezehu. See Ezehu? It's a big bold letter, Ezehu. Okay? That's where the Rabbeinu Yonah discusses the issue of Gula the Tefillah. What's the big deal? Ezehu ben Olah wasn't one of the Rishonim. Yeah. What? B'chibibnei she'somer Gula the Tefillah yeshel schar kol kach she'ben Olah ma'boh. Come on. Omer mori harav, Rabbeinu Yonah, shatam she'zochel schar godol chazem b'nei she'kodesh broch k'she'ge'olonu v'otzion v'mitzrayim. Hurl the Osenal of Avodim, Shinemak, Avoda Hemish, or Tayson, so may it's Mitzrayim. With a Birchas Gol, Yisrael, Maskibo, Achesach, Osa, Iman, Abore, but yeah, but Fili Avoda. Okay, what's the Gemara in Baba Kama? Look what he says. He says, Shamaski, Tis Mitzrayim, Umispalo Miyad, Mare, Shekamo, Sheo Evet, Shekono, So Rabo, Chayav Lassos, Mitzvah, Rabo, Cain, Hu makir atova vagula shegol osa abore. Vishu avdo veobed osa. Vikaven shemaka shu avdo vene shegol of osa ritzona mitzvosa. Nimsa shababaze zocha lechaya lamabo. And he goes beyond that. Next, second word line. Omon amori. Meshik shemaski gulas mitzrayim. Hu mispal miyad. Hu mare shabotech bashem betfila. Kevin shemavakash vimenu tzarocho. Shemi sheena botech bo. Lo yavakash vimenu klum. So what does that mean? Skipping three lines, right. V'kevan shemazkir achshav osa geula shebotchu avoseinu b'ashem v'itzilim u'mispalo miyad nimzah shegam hu botech bo sheyan osa kemo she'ono liyisrael v'avur shebotchu bo and with neish there mazkir osa geula u'mispalo miyad. That's what you're talking about. What is he saying? Then geula, that if I really believe in the, they say in America, put your money where your mouth is. No, put your tefillahs where your mouth is. If you have tefillah, if you really believe in that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then to demonstrate that, go ask for something. This being the case, I want to say the following kiddush. This idea that the two dinim is what we accept in halacha. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, back in the Avdalim and Veis, he says, look, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is a Babli man. He's not a Yerushalmi man. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi thinks that smichas geula tefila is a din only in the geula. It was a din only in the geula, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's only if it's a geula ma'al yisa. I say the full, recount the full glory of geula by day. It's when I should be left mitzrayim. So that kind of a geula, in order to prove that I really believe it is being meaningful, demand an immediate tefila. He didn't die right away. He didn't really believe what he was saying. But at night, when the gula, in any event, not so ma'al yisa. Why not? Because it wasn't a full, we didn't go out. That's a shvacha gula. That weak gula is important in its own right, yes. But it does not require an immediate tefillah afterwards to demonstrate that you believe in it completely. Because it's not a full gula. So at night, according to Meshul Balevi, you do not require smichas gula tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. You know why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds it Svei Dinim. This Smichas Geula Tefillah Dinim Geula, that applies, in fact, only by day. But there's an additional din of Smichas Geula Tefillah Dinim the Tefillah. And a din in the Tefillah, even if it's a weak Geula, like Lamash, it's a weak Geula. So I'll give an example. It's a weak knock on the door of the king. Someone makes a weak knock. Knock, knock. You know how to hear him. And I run to the door and he's running away. It's also going to be bad news. I don't know if you and they buzz, bzzz, you know. The nice ones, they knock lightly. But if they knock lightly and I come to the door and they're gone, I have the same upset. So now we understand, if this shot is correct, we understand very well the explanation of the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara again. And the first wide line in the Abdallah in the base. What's the svar? Rav Yochanan Savar. Gula mi urta nami havi. There is a gula. Alu gula ma'ayas lohavi. He concedes lohavi al atzav. He concedes the point. Nonetheless, it's still worthwhile having smichas gula tefillah than in the tefillah. Hashem Yisbarach shouldn't run away. Rabbi Yishu ben Levi Sava. No. Kevin lohavi al mitzafra. Lohavi gula ma'ayas. Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan agreed to that. So what are they fighting about? Here's the answer. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says it's only done in the Geula, and the Geula means a Geula Malyasa. It's not a Geula Malyasa. It does not warrant a tefillah thereafter. That's my pshat in this Gemara. So what does the Kamara call this pshat? What does the Kamara call this pshat? By day, Smichas Geula Tefillah has two halachas. A din in the Geula, and a din in the tefillah. Whereas by night, it's only a din in the tefillah, not a din in the Geula. Just before you leave, that's the punchline. Why is it the answer to Binyan Shel Simcha's question? Why is it that by day, Gula Tefillah is only during Zman Krishma, before Shemot Aflamet? Whereas by night, you can do it before Zman Krishma? It's just Pashat. By day, it's then the Gula has to be Zman Gula, Zman Shis Mitzrayim, Zman Krishma. By night, and only in Tefillah, it can be done earlier. since Ted has to go, we'll stop at 2 minutes early, and then next week we'll continue in this discussion of Gula Tefillah and Tzias Mitzrayim. I believe that. Oh, next week on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Because Wednesday I'm out of town.